For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Beth Shetler, one of the organizers of the Wellman Community Garden. We'll start with Shetler explaining how this all got started 3 years ago.
We're just talking about perhaps there would be a need for people who live in town, don't have a place to do any gardening, or they moved into town from the country and no longer can do the gardening that they used to do. So it was just in discussing these kinds of things and how can we get families involved to do family things. This was just one of the ways that we thought perhaps there would be a need in the community. We had no idea. So the first year that we did it, we thought if we had, you know, 10 people sign up for a garden plot, a 10 by 12 plot, and each one we were asking $10 per plot. We thought, well, if we got 10 people, we'd be doing good. And we had, I think, 20-some plots. So was kind of exceeded our expectations. And there was a girl, a senior student at Mid Prairie, who was very interested in doing some of this and had done a community garden on her own. So we kind of pulled her into the process. And so we have done community garden in two ways. We have 10 by 12 plots. You rent that plot for $10 a piece, and you can have multiples of them. And then we also have a section of the garden that we call the communal garden. And there are just volunteers that plant that and take care of it and harvest. And the produce from that section goes to the food pantry in Wellman, goes to the senior dining center, goes to the schools, both Mid Prairie and IMS. We have taken it to Parkview Nursing Home. We've taken some to the daycare center. We've had more produce than we know what to do with, so we've taken produce up to the crisis center in Iowa City. So that part of the garden is to give away.
Well, with it being voluntary and you having a surplus of food, it sounds like getting volunteers isn't an issue.
No, it has not been an issue for us, which we're all very thankful. I just think that this is one of those things that you kind of wonder if there's a need, and when you start doing it, you find that there's more people interested in this kind of thing than you ever knew, you know. So it's a good way for community to come together, and that they maybe would not have come together in other ways either. And we have multi-generations that work together in their garden plot, and so there's just a lot of benefits other than produce. Been good so far.
Definitely. Well, what's the atmosphere like in the summer? Is there someone always out there, you know, picking weeds?
Well, everybody is in charge of their own plots. Usually, I would assume it's more in the evening when people get off work and stuff, but you could go out any time of the day and perhaps find somebody there. Some people go early in the morning. Some people go later in the evening. Some people just can only make it on the weekends. So if you rent a plot, you're in charge of your plot and keeping it weeded. And of course, like anything else, some are better at that than others. But everybody's very thoughtful about everybody else's. There's no picking somebody else's produce. So everybody is very thoughtful. That's been our experience. So
that's good to hear. This meeting, what time does it begin and where is it being held?
It's at 6:30 at Wellman Mennonite Church on Monday the 13th.
And what will you guys be covering?
What we're going to do is, if you want to have a plot, you come, and it's basically just a sign-up meeting and an informational meeting. And everybody that wants a plot, they sign a lease waiver agreement, and there's also, that's on one side of the paper, and on the other side is like the rules of what happens in the garden, that you can bring your family members, but people aren't supposed to be just running through the garden willy-nilly and stuff. They pay for their plot. It says in here that at the end of the season, you're responsible to clean off your plot before it gets plowed under and stuff. We agree not to plant tall crops where they shade neighboring plants. You know, it's just some of those kinds of things. You don't bring your pets. I don't want to call them rules, but they're guidelines for the garden.
Beth, thank you so much for joining me.
Sure, you bet.
That was my conversation with Beth Shetler for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.